You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, and this is our latest look at the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm joined by Ken Gernick. Ken, at this stage of camp, the Dodgers dealing with a lot of bumps and bruises right now. I don't know how serious any of these are in isolation, but you know, the cumulative effect certainly catches your eye. And I thought we'd delve into a few of these, but Corey Seager, first and foremost, been out about a week now with some back troubles. What's the latest on him?
Yeah, that's the one that's sort of annoying when you're thinking about it from Dodger fan standpoint. You know, they kind of didn't make much of it in the beginning, but he's been out a week now. So it seems to be lingering. They still insist it's not serious. It's kind of the middle back, and it happened when he made an awkward throw. But I think part of the concern is that even when he comes back later, you know, they've got a new second baseman in Logan Forsythe, so you want the double play combination to work together, and they've played like two games. So, you know, assuming that it actually does go away and doesn't affect his swing or anything, it's more of an annoyance than anything right now.
And how about Justin Turner? We saw he missed a couple games after having a lubricating injection in his arthritic right knee. And, you know, we know he's expected back in the lineup later this week, but just because he's a guy who's, you know, been associated with knee issues before, had the, you know, microfracture surgery after 2015, I believe it was. I mean, do you think this is something that, you know, worth keeping an eye on?
Well, the only good news about it is that he had these injections last year at this time, early spring training, and he went on to have his best season ever. So they say that it's preventative, and they kind of compare it to just, you know, changing the lubrication and oil in your car. And so you kind of have to believe that, especially after the way he responded last year. So, you know, as long as it's only a couple days and it doesn't linger, it's just sort of kind of the new breed of maintenance.
Scott Kazmir, he's got an extensive injury history to his name. And last year he had the hip issues that led to neck inflammation that forced him to the DL. So not great to hear him dealing with hip issues again this spring, but an MRI showed no signs of serious injury there. What's the latest on his progression?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of good news and bad news. Like, if there was, you know, if the MRI really showed what the problem was, then you could pinpoint it. So the problem now is it still remains to be determined, you know, whether it's mechanical, physical, mental, who knows. But he really hasn't pitched well in spring, and this kind of goes back to almost the middle of last year. So there is concern about how long it's going to take him to get his act together, and he threw a bullpen session yesterday and was okay, but manager Dave Roberts said he won't be back in a game until he shows that he can command it on a backfield in a minor league game. So he's got some work to do, and they have no shortage of starting pitchers. So it's going to get interesting if he doesn't get it together quickly about what they're going to do with him. He's got 2 years left on his contract.
Getting away from the injury conversation, but kind of sticking with the rotation, Rich Hill's spring has been not good. 12.60 ERA in three starts. We know the results don't matter, Ken, but it sounds like they matter to Rich Hill. He sounds like he's pretty frustrated with himself so far.
Yeah, he sure was yesterday. You know, getting back to kind of like a Turner situation, Rich Hill had a bad spring training last year too, and he like Justin Turner parlayed that into a good year and a breakout season and a big contract. So you know, I guess to that extent you almost hope that that things repeat. So you know, you can even say the same thing about Corey Seager. He had a bad knee last spring, and all he did was finish third in MVP and was the unanimous rookie of the year. So you know, if you want to kind of twist it around, you say all these guys have the same kind of spring they had last year, and it somehow equated to a good year once the bell rang.
Yeah, we never know what we're looking at this time of year. That's the fun and the frustration of spring training, I guess. But on the total other side of the spectrum, Ken, Clayton Kershaw has looked like a man on a mission so far. No hits allowed in his six innings of work, and, you know, really good signs there, just considering, obviously, he had the back issues last year, and you wonder, are there going to be any lingering effects from that? But so far, so good.
Yeah, he's looked like Clayton Kershaw. And you know, on the day off today, nobody's supposed to go to the ballpark except Clayton Kershaw, because he's scheduled to throw his bullpen session, and he's Clayton Kershaw, and that's what he does on days off. He works. So, yeah, they should only have 25 or 30 guys like that. And he doesn't show any signs of the back injury that he had last year. He's changed his whole workout routine to make sure of that. And it looks like, at least to this extent, he's gotten over that.
Another Dodgers news this week. We heard the news about Yasiel Puig's home was burglarized back in L.A., but I thought we'd talk for a minute about, you know, Puig on the field. You saw that giant bat flip. I don't know if the bat flip has landed yet after his first home run of the spring. But just in general, Ken, after another, you know, roller coaster year, had the demotion to AAA last year, what are the Dodgers saying about, you know, what they're seeing from Puig at the plate this spring?
It's been pretty good. He doesn't look like he did in his rookie year, you know, and that was really the hope. But they kind of re-engineered his swing and tried to get him to be a little more athletic and looser like he was in his early year. But his body has changed since then, and his swing has changed. You know, I guess that they're really, well, it'd be ideal if he could somehow recapture that that impact swing that he had. I think that they would be satisfied if he just becomes kind of a platoon outfielder. Of course, you're always hoping for more than that, but they want at least that. And so far he's been that, and he's played well in the outfield, and he's been real good in the clubhouse. So, and that counts a lot when you're talking about Puig. So overall, there haven't been any complaints, and they're hoping that the swing will come along slowly. It obviously has taken him time and included a AAA demotion last year. But he's got the right attitude, and he's trying the right approach, and they haven't given up on him for sure. So they're hoping, you know, against all hope, that it just, you know, gradually comes back to approach what he was as a rookie.
I mentioned Puig's eye-catching bat flip, and a guy who had an eye-catching home run, you know, very early in the games is Cody Bellinger, had that ball that bounced out of Maryvale Stadium. It seems like a really good opportunity for him with Adrian Gonzalez in the World Baseball Classic right now.
Yeah, he has had a lot of playing time. You know, he probably could be well served by going to AAA, at least for a half a season, and the Dodgers have plenty of outfielders. He's as natural in the outfield as he is at first base, which is unusual. So the team is comfortable using him wherever they have an opening. But as long as Adrian Gonzalez gets over this elbow problem that slowed him down early in spring, and he's now at the WBC, and if he comes back healthy, he'll be their first baseman. You know, you can write down 90 RBIs or more for him every year. So, you know, that spot's not open yet for Bellinger, but an outfield spot could be open. Mm-hmm. And if he takes that swing to AAA and can make contact and hit for average, defensively he can get the job done. He could be a call-up definitely during the year.
Yeah, he'll definitely be a name to watch. I want to thank Ken Gernick for his insights as always. This has been MLB.com Extras, Los Angeles Dodgers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.